the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Elite Life Podcast. I'm Kylie, and that's Tricia, and you are in the right spot because today we are going to go over what to do when you're in the in-between.
I'm terrified of your FM late night DJ voice. Hi, friends.
I was just feeling it.
Have abducted us this week.
Listen, when I get the chance to open, I like to get people's attention.
Yeah.
You're lucky I didn't come out like Flavor Flav, like, whoa, 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 what's up, y'all? It's the Elite Life Podcast. Woo, woo, let's go.
I was listening to one of our podcasts. I think it was this morning, maybe it was yesterday. And you did come out like that. You're like, I'm Kate Kizzle, this tea money. And I was like, okay, here we go.
Which is why you will notice Tricia usually takes the lead. But just jumping in, this episode is for anyone who feels like they're stuck in the middle. Like, we're not at the bottom. We also haven't arrived. And what I love about this outline is I felt personally attacked when I was going through it. I felt this so hard because I am in the process of, I'm definitely not at the beginning of my career, definitely have not arrived. And so I'm in between. There's levels in between, though.
Yeah, I'm there's in between, levels. Too. I'm not there are definitely people way further than me. Like those commercial agents that have Lambos that I see on
Instagram. Don't ever
answer
the damn phone. They're like, I'm too cool to answer the phone. This shit's going to sell itself.
I don't know. I'm not blanketing realtors anymore because I just did business with a really awesome commercial realtor. So shout out to Blake in Grand Rapids. You probably don't watch our show, but if you know Blake in Grand Rapids, he was an amazing commercial realtor. So it displaced all my myths I had about commercial realtors. And I worked with Ross Rawson as a listing agent, and he was amazing.
Awesome.
So I'm not blanketing people anymore, but we're not talking about that today. We're talking about being stuck in the middle. So if you feel like you're climbing a mountain and you're not close enough to the top to celebrate, but you're too far from the bottom to quit, and it's exhausting and it's quiet, don't give up. We're here to help.
Yeah, so we want to have this conversation because the middle, that's where character is built, right? That's where the metamorphosis happens. It's hard, but it's very sacred ground.
Mm-hmm. We better get more serious about this. Maybe this is why you started seriously. This is our fifth podcast of the day, though, so we're going to do our best.
Absolutely. So the middle can feel, I call it the limbo stage. It can feel very vague. If you're living in it, you know exactly what I mean when I say that you're kind of in limbo. Like, you are in this stretch of time after, maybe you just made a big decision, or maybe you started the thing and you're not at the beginning, but you're definitely not at the end. You know, you're starting you're on the road on a fitness journey. You have been working for 2 or 3 months at going to the gym consistently, or you're in a healing process. So before you're in this space of the before, the after, and the before. So this is welcome to the middle.
Yeah, you're not on fire, but you're not finished.
Yeah, absolutely. We're smoldering. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. We're smoldering.
Honeymoon phase is over. Adrenaline's wore off. Vision board starts collecting dust. That's a great visual right there because everybody's done a vision board and they got really excited about it. And then they were zoned in and then it's just sitting there next to their desk.
And this is the space where I feel like we have these thoughts that start to creep in, like, is this actually working?
Yeah.
Is this working? Am I even good at this? Am I doing things right? Should I be further along on this journey by now?
Yeah, and nobody claps for you in the middle. I think about this a lot because, the launch gets attention, big milestones, but then there's this quiet, invisible stretch, and that's when people stop checking in and you're left wondering, does anybody even notice anymore? I've thought about this with fitness journeys before because, I've had such a long one, and it was, in the beginning when I was doing Beachbody, and I'd have all before and after, and, my before and afters got more and more and more dramatic. dramatic and people are cheering and cheering and cheering and cheering and cheering. And then I came into this identity of Trisha is a fit, healthy person. And I'm like, you know, nobody tells me I look good anymore. It just doesn't happen. Like, nobody's like, wow, you look really good. Or, oh,
that's a
bold
faced lie from the pits of hell. I'm constantly telling you, you look good.
You're like, but that's like your outfit looks good. It's not like, oh, you've been working out. You look very fit now, right? Like, it's just an expectation. Now, it's a good expectation in the fact that it safeguarded me from like backsliding into 218 pound Trisha, But there were some days that I'm like out there running or like working hard and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I kind of miss those days where people were like, oh, you look really good. Have you been doing, what do you do?
I mean, you could always get fat and then get skinny.
I did that though. And you know what? Nobody said a damn thing. Out loud.
It wasn't dramatic enough. So this is the middle space that we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Where you're showing up. It feels like no one's watching. It feels like it's not paying off. And we just are here to tell you that you're not doing it wrong. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just in the middle. And like we said, that is a very important piece of the puzzle. So savor it, because this is where the transformation happens. This is where all of that mind growth and that character comes in, and you are being prepared for that next level, for that next thing, for that next whatever.
Yeah, I think it's important too to understand that the journey is way longer than people think about, right? Like,
it's literally
your whole life. The journey is your whole life. It is, because like I was reading this and I'm thinking about our business, right? Like Elite Realty. And like we started and we were this like little baby, you know, ragtag group of actual children. Me and Andy were actual children. And then we start building and we get a little bit and we build and we get a little bit and we get knocked down and we get knocked down and we build and we get a little bit and we get knocked down. And there was a couple years where there were spaces in those years where I was like, dang, we doing a good job. Yeah, we're doing a good job. Right? And then we get like knocked down again. And like it says in here, like you get to this space where you're like, you get knocked down so hard, you'll be like, you know, number one, nobody realizes how hard we're working at all. Like, we're showing up all day, every day. He's there early in the morning. I'm there late at night. We're there all the time. We're answering our phones 24/7 on the weekends, on the mornings, in the nights. Like, we were talking about this at the leadership meeting the other night, because now our leadership team is bigger. We got Erica, Kim, you're part of it from the OC, me, Andy, and we're all taking calls on Saturday and Sunday at 8 a.m. and going through this. And I said, I want to stop everybody. And I want you guys to recognize, though, that like we're all doing this. Like, we are all FaceTiming on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and taking calls and taking emails. So you're not alone. It's not just you getting attacked by all the agents. All of the agents, what's happening is our team is bigger, so there's more help that's needed. So we need a process and a procedure to streamline this. But then when those big things happen, me and Andy, like, we take turns almost going like, and we'll never actually do it, but it's like, dude, I just want to quit. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, why are we still doing this? And we've been doing this for 21 years. 21 years.
That's a whole ass person.
21 years. It's a whole trend. It's a whole trend. So, like, your journey, like, I had a guy come in one time and he interviewed me. He's like, how did you know when you arrived? And here's the funny thing is I was so much further behind than I am today. Like, we were in an awfully ugly office. Like, my team was like a quarter of the size as what we have today. And he's talking about how I arrived. And I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And even today, like when I think about it, I'm like, we have not anywhere near arrived. And I've spoken on stages in front of hundreds of people. And we have this podcast with almost 200 episodes. And we're so much further than we were then. But there are still those moments where like, we want to quit. We think we should be further than we are. Why are we still battling the same problems? And it's because like, you'll get better and then you'll realize like this process is either like irrelevant or it doesn't work anymore. Or you know what? There's better people to do this piece or this space. And that's the same in life, right? Like, say your fitness journey, right? Like, maybe you're a runner And when I first started running, I'd run every single day and I would hit PRs every single day. And I'm out there doing all these things. But I was also like 20 nothing years old. Mm-hmm. Now I'm 43. So I'm not hitting PRs every day. I'm also not running every day because my body can't handle it, right? Like, so that's what I just want to make sure everybody that's listening understands, like, this journey is long. It is long. And you haven't arrived yet because you haven't arrived yet. You're not going to arrive. Like, you're going to die. Because you look at people that are billionaires like Grant Cardone. Dude, they're still out hustling. Like, you don't arrive. You either quit or you keep going.
Yeah.
That's it. You quit or you keep going. So, like, stop worrying about, like, you know, I'm behind or I'm doing it wrong or this must not be for me. Dude, if you've been doing something for 21 years, it's for you. It's for you, or else you would have quit now, or else you would have fell out now. Because here's the thing, like, success isn't a line. Everybody thinks it's this line, and like maybe you have a little dip. No, bro, it's like a roller coaster, right? Like Trough of Sorrow stuff. So I went way off script.
It's fine because you lead us perfectly into what we were going to kind of segue into, which is most people don't quit because they're lazy. They quit because they lose connection to why they started. All that fire, all that momentum, all of that excitement at the beginning of the business, the journey, the fitness, the things. They drift, they spiral, they get tired of showing up for the future that still feels out of reach because they're waiting for this point to come. They're waiting for that finish line. They're waiting for that. And that's why the middle is not just about endurance. It's about identity. It's about who you're becoming in this process. Can you stay aligned with that person even when the path gets quiet and ugly? And we've talked about some tools just really quick that help you when you're in the middle. And I will preach till the day I get called home to God the importance of a morning and evening routine. And I'm not always consistent with it. But one thing I've noticed is, and I said this before, I've been 3 weeks at home out of the office because this kid's sick, that's kid's sick. I'm not feeling good. This is going on. Someone's getting away. Family's in town, blah, blah, blah. So I have not had the ritual of going into the office and being in that environment and feeling that energy. And what has saved my ass from getting depressed and sad and stuck is my morning routine and my evening routine and my non-negotiables. And when you are in the middle space and you feel like you're floundering or you're wondering if the current is still even pushing you along, you might have to pick up the paddle and row that yourself. Row that boat yourself, y'all.
Yes.
Because what got you to this middle space is not going to get you to that next level or the one after that or the one after that. And so having these rituals and routines, and it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to look like mine or Trisha's. It has to be things that you can go to that will give you structure and something to hold on to in the hurricane of the middle. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I like you have on here, this isn't a quick win. It's a life build out.
It is.
We are constantly trying to build the life for the new version of ourselves. And I think that's important too, because you mentioned your why, and understanding that your why is going to change as your life changes.
Oh yeah. My why now is not the same why that I had when I initially started. Remember, my first why was, I got to get financially stable, and I've got to get systems in place that are going to keep my family stable. And then once we built that out, the next level was, I need to get my business stable so I can have consistent income now that we've crawled out of the financial hole that we were in. And now that we have that, now my why is I want to build a bigger business. Why? Because I want to work with more people. I want to help more people, and I want to be able to do things with my kids that my parents – maybe they did do with me, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But really, your why is going to evolve as you evolve. Because like we just said, you're going to go through a metamorphosis of consistently changing as you grow. If you're not growing, you're not living, you're not learning, you're going nowhere.
Yeah, for sure. And so I love this little ritual that you have. Meet me in the mirror.
Yep.
Meet me in the mirror.
Absolutely.
And how it works is you stand in front of a mirror, a real one, look yourself in the eye, which also is very uncomfortable, and say out loud, I am in the middle, and that's exactly where transformation happens. I'm showing up as the person I'm becoming. Today, I don't need proof. I just need progress. And I'm going to add to this, do a Mel Robbins high five. Look yourself in the mirror and high five yourself. It's so fun.
And I would like to add to this a reminder when you are saying these affirmations, remind yourself that you are worthy and deserving. You are worthy and deserving. And I feel like sometimes we lose grip of that when we're in the middle, because when it feels like nothing's happening, we feel like maybe we don't deserve this or we're not worthy of that. You are. You just got to keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
In the wisdom of Dory, just keep swimming. All right.
Yeah. So I think that we want to make it clear, though, that this doesn't mean you like hustle yourself into burnout. This means you honor the work. And this takes me back. I read this book. It was a CrossFit book. And it was I'm going to say it wrong. It was one of the women that was a CrossFit Games fittest woman in the world. And I think it was called Dorier, which is her name, which is like Swedish for David's daughter. And she was talking about how, you know, when she was starting to do CrossFit, she'd like throw these little fits when she didn't like do what she wanted to do. And one of her trainers was like, you're not respecting CrossFit. You're not respecting the hard. This is supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. Respect the challenge. Respect the challenge. You are earning the title of fittest woman in the world. Why would you expect that to be easy?
Right.
So it's like we have to respect that this is going to be hard. We're building something that most people wouldn't be able to build. So when you're standing in the gap and you're standing in the middle, that's where it actually matters. Everything you do there matters. And it's going to be hard and it's going to be brutal and it's going to be savage, because if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, reframes. We've mentioned these reframes before, but we're going to give you a little refresher.
Okay, so you need to ask yourself, if I had gone through this 100 times already, would it still bother me? And this one gives you emotional distance. It takes you out of the like current situation of panic and puts you in a posture of wisdom. And suddenly, you know, you're not flailing around. You're training, you're understanding, you're respecting the work. If this happened 100 times, would it still bother me?
And sometimes it has to happen 100 times before it starts to stop bothering you. I will tell you, as a real estate broker,
shit falls apart.
When agents would exit, I would take it all sorts of personally, even though nearly every single one of them would come into my office and go, Trisha, you've been the most amazing leader and broker I have ever had in my life. You have grown me, you have taught me, you have trained me. You are absolutely amazing. Insert, I'm going to a brokerage closer to my house, or, you know, whatever their thing was.
Yeah.
But I would be like, I can't believe they left me. Sad, 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 sad. And then I realized after quite some time, like, we move on. Like, I taught them how to be amazing. It's kind of like when you're a parent, right? Like, you taught your kid how to be an amazing human, and then they growed up and then they got married and then they went out in the world. It's the same with an agent. I taught you how to be an amazing agent, and now you're going to go out in the world and you're going to be an amazing agent. And that might be in another county or in another space or place that works better for your schedule or whatever the case may be, right? So it's reframing that thinking and realizing that if it happens 100 times, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to keep spinning. I'm going to make 100 more amazing agents. It's fine. This is my job. I make amazing agents.
So the next one is asking yourself, will this matter in 5 days, 5 months, 5 years? So a lot of times we get absolutely crushed by things that truly just don't deserve our energy and don't deserve our time. And so you have to take a step back and say, okay, this thing is happening, or if this thing happens again or whatever it is this going to matter in a week? Is this going to matter in half a year? Is this going to matter in 5 years? And most often the answer is no. Because life keeps going, because people still are asking, where's the chicken? Because the world has to keep going. Mm-hmm. Like you just said, for example, when an agent exits, like, you can't just stop the brokerage and be like, oh, this person was so good at, you know, whatever it was, at commercial real estate or social media. So now we're never doing commercial real estate or social media ever again. And it's like, no, we're going to fill the gap because this is a business.
Right.
Right? This is life. Yeah. Life moves on. And unless it's something like your kid, your spouse, your family member literally dying and leaving the earth, life, and even in those instances, life moves on. If we go to Rome and our plane crashes, like, it's going to be sad, but people are still going to show up and do real estate and need places to live. And my kids are still going to need dinner every day. It's just not me making the damn dinner.
Yeah. Pastor Stephen Furtick has a great sermon, and I forget what the name of it is, but he's like, when I go out to preach, I remind myself, like, you're not that important. And then it takes the pressure off my shoulders, and I can go out and preach.
Absolutely.
Because if I don't do it, somebody else will, so I might as well just run on out there and get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that takes the pressure off asking yourself, is this going to matter as well? And then the final one is kind of like the one we just talked about, but, like, picture yourself as 85-year-old Trisha, and you're wiser, you're more cultured, and you need to ask yourself, what would 85-year-old Trisha say about this? And you might want to respond, well, 85-year-old Trisha isn't going to remember this because she's 85.
I'm about to be a young spry 85. And you know what's funny? I always used to say, like, I can't wait till I get, like, super old like that so I can have no filter and say what I want and do what I want. But here's why. Because when you're 85, you don't care about people's excuses. You're not judging people. You don't care if people are cheering from you or not. You're just proud of the life you already, like, sat in and built. Like, you went through the middle stretch, right? So it's not really about the age. It's about the experience and the life you lived. And you're not going to care. You're not going to care. You're like, whatever. Let's keep eating the chicken.
And this one last is a bonus, and it's basically like a gut check. Like, what should I do today? Who am I becoming by how I'm showing up? And this was something that you asked me in the coaching session, like, how are you showing up as a leader in your family and in your business? Because especially when we are in this place of you know, this place of what am I doing and feeling yucky or whatever it is, counting those wins can be super, super helpful.
Yeah. And if you want the life on the other side of the gap, you have to walk in that purpose. You have to show up like that person. So I want you, like, we have a little action step here for the week. Write down your favorite reframe on a note card or a sticky note. Put it on your bathroom mirror, your car dash, your laptop, wherever your doubt usually creeps in. So, you know, this isn't a breakdown. This is a buildup. I'm becoming stronger, smarter, and more aligned.
I love that so much.
Yes.
I love it so much. So if you're in the middle right now, whether it's with your business, whether it's with your kids, whether it's with your fitness journey or something else you're working on, we just want to say this. Don't quit in the quiet. Just because it doesn't feel dramatic and it doesn't feel like the growth is there, know that the middle isn't punishment, it's preparation. And the woman you, or the person that you want to become, this person is being forged right now in this middle space, in the unglamorous moments, in the 5 a.m. alarms, in the rejection emails, in the hard conversations, in the nothing's happening, but I'm still here. Your future self is being formed in these moments.
And I want to throw in there, like, you don't need to be so dramatic. You don't need to blow everything
stop
up
with
and
the
start
drama
over. People just keep starting over, starting over, starting over, starting over. You're never going to get out of the middle if you keep freaking starting over.
Just keep pushing forward. Okay, yeah, you guys?
You just have to believe in yourself. You can do it. Stay in the game. Stay in the game. Stay in the game.
All right. Thanks for joining us on this episode of The Elite Life today. We really loved chatting at you. And wherever you're listening, make sure you hit that sub button and come back next week because we drop fresh content every Thursday here on The Elite Life.
Bye.
you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.